Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 12, 19 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. When I happened to go out to the lavatory and on returning to the office, the door pointed out directly in front, I noticed Newt Lee, the watchman, coming from towards the head of the stairs, coming towards me. I looked at the clock and told him the night before to come on at 4 o'clock, for I expected to go to the baseball game. At that time, Newt Lee came along and greeted me and offered me a banana out of a yellow bag which he carried, which I presume contained bananas. I declined the banana and told him that I had no way of letting him know sooner that I was to be there at work and that I had changed my mind about going to the ball game. I told him that he could go if he wanted to, or he could amuse himself in any way he saw fit for an hour and a half, but to be sure and be back by 6:30. He went off down the staircase leading out, and I returned to my office. Now, in reference to Newt Lee, the watchman, the first night he came there to watch, I personally took him around the plant, first, second, and third floors, and into the basement, and told him that he would be required, that it was his duty to go over that entire building every half hour, not only to completely tour the upper four floors, but to go down to the basement, and I specially stressed the point that that dust bin along here was one of the most dangerous places for a fire, and I wanted him to be sure and go back there every half hour and be careful how he held his lantern. I told him it was a part of his duty to look after and lock that back door, and he fully understood it, and I showed him the cutoff for the electric current and told him in case of fire that ought to be pulled so no fireman coming in would be electrocuted. I explained everything to him in detail and told him he was to make that tour every half hour and stamp it on the time card, and that included the basement of the building. Now this sheet here is the factory record, Defendant's Exhibit 7, containing the lists of the pencils in stock and the amount of each and every number, the amount of each and every one of our pencils, which we manufacture at the end of any given week. There are no names there. We make the entries on this sheet by trade notes. Here is a sample case containing the pencils, which are manufactured at the Forsyth Street plant. That is just as an explanation of what these figures are. Well, I expect you have gotten enough of a glance at them, for you know that there are a great many pencils and a great many colors, all sorts and styles, all sorts of tips, all sorts of rubbers, all sorts of stamps. I expect there are 140 pencils in that roll. That shows the variety of goods we manufacture. We not only have certain set numbers that we manufacture, but we will manufacture any pencil to order for any customer who desires a sufficient number of a special pencil in a grade similar to our own pencil. Now this pencil sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 7, when I looked at it about 11:30 or thereabouts on Saturday morning, was incomplete. It had the entry for Thursday, April 24th, omitted. Mr. Schiff had entered the pro.